Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Jensen from Dean's Chat. If you're on the fence as to whether you want to join the American Podiatric Medical Association, jump on in. It's a new APMA. Whether it's advocacy concerns, scope of practice, billing and coding, consider membership at the APMA as your professional insurance.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Dean's Chat, where we discuss all things podiatric medicine. My name is Dr. Jeffrey Jensen. I'm the Dean at the Arizona College of Podiatric Medicine and the co-host for the Dean's Chat podcast. Once again, I'm with my co-host, Dr. Joanna Ritchie. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
I am doing great. This has been quite a day. We'll introduce our guests in a minute, but we had our strategic planning meeting this morning for the college for the next year. So, we've been all things admissions, research, you name it, all day.
Yes, innovation of all kinds. And I'm really excited because the topic that we're going to talk about today also came up as we talked about student recruitment and kind of where we are and what the updates are.
Absolutely. Well, let me introduce our guests. I'd like to introduce the Executive Director of the Podiatry Foundation, Dr. Jean Pascarella. Jean, welcome back to Dean's Chat.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And also joining us, fresh off of vacation to Croatia, she's a Board of Trustee member for APMA. She's the chair of the Foundation for Podiatric Education, which has been tasked with including great students into the podiatric profession, Dr. Jane Anderson. Dr. Anderson, welcome to Dean's Chat.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm truly honored to be here. Very exciting.
It's great to have you. And we're very informal on Dean's Chat. So let's go first names, if that's all right. Jean, Jane, Joe, and Jeff. Huh?
It's an alliteration day.
Yes.
I love it. All right. So I want to kind of set the stage for this. Three, 4 years ago, Dr. Patrick Dehier, who's now the 100th president of the APMA, was starting to look at student recruitment and wanted to use data sets to understand where our potential students are, how we can best reach them, and have a research-based effort to be very efficient in student recruitment. And that has evolved over the last few years. Patrick, busy as he is, he's the president now, kind of left the Foundation for Podiatric Education in the hands, Jane, of you as chair, and I've been involved in the last few years. And Jean, I don't know that all of our listeners know this, but the Podiatry Foundation has taken on a tremendous role in unifying the profession, bringing all the stakeholders at every level, whether it's AACPM, APMA, ABFAS, ACFAS, ABPM, I mean, you name it, all of our stakeholders in our profession are coming together to really look at our student recruitment efforts to bring in high quality students, really to protect the future of our profession. So Jean, would love if you would just take a couple minutes and talk about the Podiatry Foundation. This really, you know, you came forward and said, we want to help. And that was about a year and a half ago. And it's unbelievable how the Podiatry Foundation has really taken the lead in bringing our profession together.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. You know, the Podiatry Foundation is just all about our profession, podiatric medicine. And we were looking at, you know, education, research. But when the student enrollment problem came to our awareness, the entire board agreed this is where we need to focus our energy. And that started about a year ago, October. And we noticed a couple of things. There was some fragmentation. Not everybody was involved in the initial process. And, you know, I think everybody agreed that we all need to be together on this. So we started having some meetings. And fast forward, last October, we had all the major organizations in one room where we discussed this issue of declining student enrollment in our profession. Since then, we broke into three working groups, and I am thrilled with the participation. Everybody, all the organizations, the executive directors, and the presidents all participated in these working groups. So there's a data and metrics working group, communication and marketing, and a pipeline working group. So over the past year, we've been gathering data from these working groups, and we're going to reconvene June 8th back in that same room to now take action on everything that we've uncovered and learned. And it's, you know, it's decision time. I am really happy to report that there was one missing organization that's going to be there now, the APMSA.
Oh, very good.
Marit is going to be there. She's going to be bringing a student with her. So we'll have student participation also. And there will be some other new faces like Andy Meyer, president of ACFAS, Joe, super excited to have you there. Dr. Ramil, the dean of the Berry College, and Dr. Mark Hardy, who's going to be the interim dean of Kent State. So we're going to have a few new faces there. Everybody has lots of energy around this and lots of planning going into it, but we're super excited for that date.
Oh my gosh, that's a great overview. Jane, I'd like to bring you into the discussion. You've been a Board of Trustee member for how long now with APMA?
4 years, I think, 2022. So 4 years, yeah.
And you and I are both... I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
We both went to CCPM. So we've got some connections. And it's funny because when we were at Avalon in October, we were just sharing stories. We graduated a couple of years apart. And it's just amazing how small the profession is. But you, once Patrick was moving into the role of the president of APMA, you took the helm as the chair of the foundation. And we've been working together week in, week out with JPA, our marketing firm. And it's been an incredible experience. Lots of data, lots of decision-making based on that data. Your thoughts coming into it over the past 6, 7, 8 months?
Well, first of all, I really want to thank the Podiatry Foundation for kind of taking the lead and in a neutral perspective, right? So there's a lot of big personalities in our profession, and the Podiatry Foundation is really just there to serve everyone. And so is APMA to that regard, but it was so nice to have that third party sort of willing to host and sponsor this sort of gathering of the meeting of the mind, so to speak. And I didn't know a lot about the Podiatry Foundation before because I didn't go to the Ohio School, but we are eternally grateful for Gene's organization and the role that they're playing in this. I took over last October, September or so maybe. And, you know, I think that Patrick probably and Megan and things like that probably chose me because I do a lot of student recruitment events. I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. I practice there. I've had events at UNC with 180 students. I lecture to them every fall in a group of 450 students. And I have a lot of experience with media stuff with APMA. So it's been a true pleasure working with everyone on the organization. But, you know, JPA, our marketing firm that was chosen by you all, is incredible. I mean, they are top notch. And that was really Dr. Dahir's goal, was to say, we need to choose an organization that gives us the very best marketing. Now, we all know it's not marketing. It's not all marketing, right? Like, marketing is a big piece of the puzzle. But that there could not be better materials out there at discoverpodiatry.org is our website. And honestly, it's, you know, the gathering of all the data before I was involved, doing all the metrics, doing the research, the details of every report from this organization are tremendous. How many dollars does it take for each click on YouTube ads, or how many on Meta ads, or how many on this type of this? And it's so extensive, but it also is adaptable to everything that's happening. So we are in a situation where we're shifting and moving based on what we're seeing and creating this product that shines a light on how good our profession is and how extraordinary an opportunity it is to be a podiatrist. So I'm thrilled to be involved. This is so exciting, and I just love working with this group.
Now, for the record, Maury North has told me for like the last decade, Jane Anderson's student recruitment efforts in North Carolina are off the charts. So she's absolutely right. And I'm so glad you're involved also. So Joe, you're going to be going to Avalon, part of the group involved in, you know, really driving student recruitment and the future of our profession. Your thoughts?
Honestly, Jeff, from the beginning, my biggest interest is how can I be helpful? I have really enjoyed the opportunity to talk with a lot of different stakeholders and a lot of different organizations. And I think there are so many issues across medicine in general that figuring out how to have an ally that is neutral in this space was so important. And I think that that was probably the piece that had been missing for so long. And I appreciate that that was also very intentional, Gene, on your part. And I think at one point I told you, I'm like, we needed you as Switzerland to really unite this, because everyone has the same goal. We all want this. And how it looks and the different reflections or subtle shifts in opinions that are important to your particular organization and your stakeholders, those are all important and they're all valuable. But as the collective effort, keeping our eye on the main objectives and figuring out what the main objectives are to begin with, right? These are the questions that we have to get everybody in the same room. And because there are big personalities, and that's wonderful. It's great that we are all different. That's the best part of our profession. And we want to be able to celebrate that and support that, not fight against each other or repeat efforts that are already being done. And this is where, until you have someone that's genuinely interested in the process of how do we get to the bottom of this and follow up with what are the action items, what are the next steps. And again, Gene, I appreciate that from like 2 years ago when I met you. It wasn't just, hey, what are your thoughts on this? The last follow-up question is, what are the action items? Like, what are we walking away with? Because that portion is really important. You can't just be in a room and talk. You got to figure out what the next steps are. How do we make actions out of this? Otherwise, it's just a celebration or a complaining party or maybe a combination of both, right? So I'm really honestly just excited to figure out how I can be useful and helpful. I don't know how that's going to play out yet, but I just appreciate the efforts that collectively our profession has done to get to this point. And so whatever I can do to continue to support is what I'm looking forward to.
Well, Joe, I would say to you, hold on, because you're being very humble, because we use a facilitator for these meetings, you know, Dan. And when I gave Dan your name and he connected with you, he was texting me, she is dynamite. I can't wait to get her involved. She's
Flipside dynamite.
So my advice is, when Dan has that in his head, hold on, because I'm sure he's going to have plenty of things for you to weigh in on. The other comment I'd like to make, and Jane, I appreciate the comments, but really we built on something that was already fairly well established. All the hard work the APMA did, FPE did. They had the foundation. They had JPA Health in place. So when we came in, there was already a great foundation built. We were just maybe the piece to bring everybody together and move us forward. But so appreciative of everything, all the work that you've done for years, Jeff, on this with Feet on the Street. So we're just going to continue working together now, moving forward.
I love that. So let's talk about the upcoming meeting. Jane, we've both been in so many meetings with JPA and Gene, and I know that we kind of have our work cut out for us, right? We have to present to this board all the things that we've been doing and the results. What do you anticipate in June, Gene and Jane, from the meeting of bringing everybody together?
Well, we're going to be making decisions. And I think what you're going to see, what we're working on, is something that we're calling Podiatry Rising. And it's a pathway. We're developing a pathway, looking at this funnel from the top, where we're, you know, looking, making students aware of podiatry, to mid funnel, people that students that are interested, maybe taking the next step, and the bottom of the funnel. What are we doing to support the ones that want to make an application, or is it 30%, Jeff, that make an application, get accepted, and they don't matriculate, right? So that's a large number. So you're going to see a pathway. It's very, very detailed. Each one of those three segments are broken down into three more. So there's nine stages we're going to be looking at. And we're going to be looking at how can we become more high touch, right? And something that's bubbling to the top are mentoring programs. We know that works. We know that when a prospective student shadows a podiatrist, highly likely they're going to apply to a podiatry school. So I think we have some of that going on in the profession. It's a bit fragmented. So we want to organize that, operationalize it, and make that part of the process of increasing applicants.
Did you know APMA provides help with public health initiatives such as fall prevention, opioid abuse prevention, and addressing health disparities?
Did you know the APMA provides over $400,000 in scholarships annually to students pursuing podiatric medicine, helping the next generation of foot and ankle specialists?
If you're serious about this profession, if you want to grow, to lead, to make a lasting impact, join APMA today.
I like that. Jane, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to this, just hearing the agenda and the nine things that just is pretty exciting. I found, you know, when I was there last time, this to be one of the most important and inspiring weekends. Joe, you're going to love it. Or not weekend day, but it was really incredible to sort of see how everyone had their opinions, but all we all have this common thread. And to get some, you know, I was sitting at a table with two other doctors, and one of them turned to me and said, "We all do different things." And, you know, she was a limb salvage person. And then there was a rear foot and ankle reconstructive specialist. And then me, and I consider myself more of a generalist. I do surgery, but I also do everything else, right? So we're all doing different things. So how do we marry all of those goals together is part of the issue. But I also think it bears a quick discussion about how this started with student recruitment. But I think eventually our goal is to increase our awareness of our profession on the whole, right? And to decide, where are we going in the future with this? What is our long-term goal with podiatry, podiatric medicine and surgery? What do we want to be called? What do we want to do? And those are all big questions to tackle over a long period of time. Because let's face it, the evolution of our profession from 20 years ago even is so dramatic, right? So here we are, we have so many podiatrists who are hospital employed now who never were 20 years ago, right? So everything is changing and evolving. And we've got to decide as a group where we're headed in the future too. So not only first thing is student recruitment. That's the most important. That's, you know, otherwise we don't have a profession, but just going from there, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And that's not a decision one organization can make by themselves. So that's why this is so important.
Yeah, we've talked about that so much, even at the college. You know, we have an immersion program we do every summer. And that immersion program, the students that come to it and experience the college, whether they're sophomores, juniors, or seniors in college, they will always circle around at some point and come to the college. Joe, we just saw it this week from like last summer, right? And just finally. So every time there's a shadowing opportunity, and the students get to experience the diversity of our profession and the different things that they can do with the profession, it really solidifies in their minds that there's a spot for them. There's a place for them where they can do what they want to do and be successful. And for whatever reasons, I don't think that we've done a great job of that in the past. And I think we're making all the headway now and the roads to get showing students options that podiatric medicine provides. So, Joe, you've talked about this a lot with our current students, even because not all of them want to be surgeons. You know, there's a big diversity.
And again, I think this is what should be celebrated in podiatry rather than try to convince everybody else that the other side is right or the other side is wrong. Like, we are an incredible profession if we can start to support the work that each other are doing and the flexibility, the autonomy, the choice in what we do. There is so much opportunity from a student perspective that should be looked at as a strength. It's interesting to me, as we've talked to so many students, as they tell us their journey, as we interview, what is it that you're looking for? And everyone has a different answer in what brought them into medicine at all, and then what got them interested into podiatry. It's so rare that you hear the same themes half of them, like Jeff said, don't even know we did surgery, right? So how are we going to brand ourselves as that only if that's half of the demographic that's actually seeing us? So I think having research opportunities, having legislative. I had a student come up to me who was just so fascinated in the fact that we had an APMA that was similar to the AMA, and he had no idea about any of this. And as he went down the rabbit hole of what podiatry has to offer, again, those were where his questions were. I never had a student ask me about legislative stuff. But this is what I think the modern medical pre-med student is interested in. They want opportunities that they can feel connected in the work that they do. They want purpose behind the work that they do. And so if we can help them find where this spectrum lies and where they sit in the spectrum, everyone does well. So my whole enthusiasm for this is, let's celebrate each other. Let's figure out how to keep celebrating the big picture of what we have to offer as a profession. And again, I don't think anyone should change who they are. We're allowed to have big personalities and big opinions. I have many of my own, right? But we can do that with each other. And I really appreciate that. I feel like we are now in a space where that is happening much more regularly.
Oh, I agree. Jean, you had mentioned Podiatry Foundation getting involved like a year ago, October. I don't think that's true. I think it was like 2 years ago when we were
getting ready. I think it was 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. We were getting ready.
When he said that, I was like, is that all it's been?
Because out of the clear blue sky, Jean, you became executive director. And then we were all meeting down in Florida for the FPMA meeting at Disney. And you sponsored a meeting. And what was really cool about it, Jane and Joe, you were there. But it was so cool because immediately you saw different factions. And immediately you saw people coming together to the table talking about their specific interests and how some of them were competing. But it was that meeting, Gene. So it was a year and a half ago almost, where everybody started coming together. So I don't know. My hat's off to the Podiatry Foundation. I always thought the Podiatry Foundation was purely, you know, research oriented or part of Kent State. I had no idea that they had a vision for the future of our profession.
Yes, we're completely independent and agnostic to the politics, which really puts us in the sweet spot. We've come a long way since that initial meeting at the SAM seminar, Jeff and Joe. I appreciate you being at that meeting as well. But if fast forwarding to the meeting we had at Avalon past October, to see the camaraderie in that room, to see organizations that have differences sit in the same room and collaborate together was pretty amazing. And then I think we were all thrilled and amazed when it came time to raise additional funds for everything that we're doing. I mean, the public needs to know this isn't cheap. And any marketing effort is expensive. And it takes dollars to make this run. Every organization contributed a significant amount of money to get us through this year, including Feet on the Street, JPA Health through June, at least. And there's going to be more financial needs as we move forward. And I think it's just really important for the people listening that there's ways to give to support this. It's our profession. We need to save it because that's where we are right now. And any amount can help. But the true testament was when everybody in that room, except one organization that needs a bylaws change, is supporting the effort financially, which meant everything to me.
Oh, absolutely. Sidebar comment, Jane, APMA and their advocacy has been incredible. For example, the merit study on compensation. I mean, that is the type of research we need to kind of, it gives us the ammo going forward with the Podiatry Foundation and Avalon and everybody looking out for recruitment, that if we didn't have that information, there'd be like the missing part, right? So kudos to APMA. I mean, you see all the inner workings being a board of trustee.
I mean, we've tried to do things that benefit the profession from advocacy and legislative standpoints as well. You know, if you think about like the Thomson Reuters study and things like that, that, you know, prove our value in terms of taking care of diabetic feet and things, that's one thing I give credit to Megan McClellan too, in regard to the merit study, is that, boy, we have some good data now, and this is really legitimate data that is going to benefit us. And to piggyback onto what Jean was talking about, like the big six organizations that have donated the most, just so we get it out there, credit to APMA, the Podiatry Foundation, the AA, AACPM, ACFAS, ABFAS, and ABPM. Also, PICA was a big donor. And so those are the biggest contributions. We've had several smaller contributions, like Leslie Campbell, our Board of Trustees member. She's donated a lot of money, and it's really like, it just, you know, warms my heart, makes me feel really good. But these organizations that they're willing to give the money is hugely important. Part of the marketing that, you know, I when I was talking at the House of Delegates, I think this is a key thing to know, that all of the media impressions that we're getting on all of the impressions they click apply now, all of the engagement, 97% is from paid media. So it's not like you can just make an Instagram post and people see it and they apply. It is paid media to target these people who are looking for medical careers that pay well or looking for various things. That's where JPA is the expert on this. And it is a lot of money to make that happen. But honestly, it's like when you realize 97% of those clicks come from paid media, we realize how important it is. So,
oh, well said. And some of it was surprising too, Jane. Remember when they brought us the data and they said the biggest bang for the buck is YouTube. Who would have thought? I mean, we didn't know, right? So I think that was outstanding. Also, I wanted to make a comment. A couple other organizations invested in Feet on the Street early, Baco Diagnostics and the Colorado Foot and Ankle Society. And I always give a shout out to Colorado because that's where I practiced. But every time I go back and do a Feet on the Street event at any of the universities, students from or residents from the three residency programs come out and help. And it's so important to get the young physician, the residents out interfacing with students that are considering podiatric medicine as a career, because they want to hear from people in the, like, close to their demographic, in their shoes, and they can visualize that. So kudos to all the residency programs that have gotten behind the student recruitment efforts. It's really made a big difference. Any other thoughts, Joe? Last minute, last thoughts.
I'd love to get some of your take on, with all the progress. And with all the progress that we have made over the last year and a half, where do you see the next challenges resting over the next couple months?
You asking me, Joe?
No, I'll start with Gene.
Okay.
And then, because Gene's first in my computer, and then we'll go to Gene.
Right. Where I just left off, probably the challenges is, you know, financial. You know, all the organizations that are giving, they're going to want to see results. So we have to provide that. We have to get results. So I think financial is one. I'd love to figure out how to get industry involved. Certainly the number of podiatrists out there practicing is going to impact their bottom line. We need to figure that piece out. I think one thing that we haven't talked about is the limit now on student borrowing to $250,000. As we know, as you really know, Jeff, and the position you guys are in, it takes more than $250,000 to get through 4 years of podiatry school and then residency. So I think that's another thing that we're going to have to deal with. So those are the challenges that I see moving forward.
I like that.
Thank you. Yeah. Jane, what are your thoughts?
I mean, the same, really. It's funding. Like, and we have to determine, were our JPA efforts successful? Which, so thus far, yes. I mean, we're, you know, noticing an increase in student recruitment and not a decrease. So that's great. Is it enough to prove, and how do we proceed? How do we go forward with what level of marketing we're going to be doing, what investment we're going to make in that, and raising the money? I mean, that's the hardest part. You know, we had other things that we planned on doing in the long run when it came to more brand awareness that were a lot more money. And, you know, we need to be able to have a clear path to say, okay, we want to make this happen. and get everyone on board and make sure they're ready to go and do that. So hopefully that'll happen sooner than later. But I'm really looking forward to our meeting in a few weeks in Ohio. I think it should be great.
I think so too. Joe, if you don't mind me jumping in for a second, one of the cool things about podiatry, and people talk about the expenses, and nothing's cheap, right? I mean, students are taking out loans and those loans are accruing interest, I mean, the minute they take them out. But I talk to students all the time that are applying to dental school and they're willing to pay $90,000 to $100,000 a year. RDO program at Midwestern is $75,000, $80,000 a year. The podiatry program is $53,000. I mean, if you're looking at a medical career where you're going to have the honor and privilege of potentially doing surgery on fellow humans and then making a difference and keeping the public moving and healthy, I just think podiatry in podiatric medicine and surgery is just a tremendous investment for a student. And that's my experience. And we see it with our students. We see it when we go to meetings. They've gone to residency. Some do fellowships. They're out practicing. They're out doing great. I just think podiatric medicine is a great return on the dollar for investing in yourself. And Gina, I was going to just throw one more plug in. I think you're going to see more and more foundations providing student loans at rates that are under the prime rates. Mm-hmm. I know that Midwestern was way ahead of its time, and we already have that at our school. So students that need to borrow money can do it at the university. So I think, you know, where there's necessity is the mother of invention, right? I mean, there's going to be more and more money available from different entities, and it's just a matter of where it's going to come from. So I think that's a challenge, but I think all these challenges create opportunities for us to really make a difference in our profession.
Agreed.
All right. I'm going to go around and do last words. Jane.
You know, one thing I was thinking about recently, I think I emailed it to the group, is that, you know, this profession has given a lot to me and my husband, who's also a podiatrist, and how it gives so many opportunities in terms of what you want to do. He is rear foot and ankle board certified. I am 4 foot board certified. He's decided he doesn't want to do surgery anymore. He's just tired of it. It's just a nuisance. And you know, he makes more money just sitting in the office doing his thing, right? But to have a profession where you can redirect like that, and if you don't want to do surgery, you don't have to do surgery. And if you want to initially do surgery, but then dial it back because you're tired of it, you could do that too. So really, there's some great advantages. And I don't think that's ever talked about enough because I think it's really interesting. But in summary, thank you for having me on. I am so excited to continue working with this group. You've been a great president of our Foundation for Podiatric Education, with Dr. Steinberg also being extremely instrumental and helpful. So thank you so much. And I will see you all in a few weeks.
Looking forward to it. Gene, last words.
Yes. Jeff, I really think it comes down to continuing building trust amongst our colleagues and the groups that are participating, continue the collaboration that we're doing. I see that group in the room, a lot of smart people in there. We can figure this out. We just got to stay together and see it through, and we'll get to the other side. And as Jane said, I would like to thank you also for having me on this evening, both you and Joe.
You're so welcome. Joe, last words.
Oh, I get to do last words? Oh man. I don't know if. Well, I guess I'll end with my standard MO for last words. Insatiable curiosity. I think we all should strive for more curiosity, less judgment, and continue to strive for excellence. At the end of the day, if our profession just continues to maintain excellence as our benchmark, we will continue to be excellent and advance. So that's insatiable fabulous. Curiosity and excellence, pursuit of excellence.
I love that. And our tagline from JPA, podiatrists move the world. There's a lot of truth to that. Making a difference in our patients' lives and holding our profession to high standards is where it's at. So thank you all. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Gene, for joining us on Dean's Chat. We'll be together in Ohio in a few weeks. Really looking forward to it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, by all means, become a subscriber. What we would really like is for you to leave a comment or two. And if you're watching on YouTube, where our prospective students reside, you're watching on YouTube, by all means, become a subscriber. Joanne and I will continue to bring leaders in podiatric medicine and surgery. It's been an honor to have you on, Dr. Pascarella, Dr. Anderson. Thank you for all you do for our profession. You know, it's not enough just that seeing patients, running the foundation, but trying to take their profession to the next level. Kudos to both of you. Thank you for all you do. And Gene, as a frequent flyer, you're getting a Yeti cup. And Jane, you're getting a Dean's Chat mug from Joe and I. You can use it morning or evening, beverage of choice. You know how that goes. So we'll see you in Ohio. Well, we might even see you sooner than that because I'm going to go to the Western. I don't know if you guys are all going to the Western.
I'll be at the Western.
We will.
Well, that's that. Yeah, but that's after.
Oh, the Western is after.
Yeah, it's the end of June. This will be the beginning of June.
You're right.
I get to see you twice, Jeff.
That's right.
I look forward to it. All right. Cheers, everybody. Have a great week. And thanks for joining us again, Jane. Appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.